We're continuing in the 24th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to parak of Dalid, Mishnah Hey. Again, continuing different types of Kelim that come in three different forms and therefore three different statuses of Tumah. Shlosha Tarbusinim, there are three types of leather blocks. Shal Sapar and Tameh Medrus, if it's for blood letters, it can become Tameh with Tumas Medrus because it's meant for sitting on. Shalochan Alav Tameh Tameh Meis, if you use it to eat on, it becomes Tameh with Tumas Meis because it's a regular Kli, but not meant for sitting. And if it's meant for olives, where you just spread out the olives on it, it's entirely tahar because it doesn't have a base kibble and it doesn't really do anything. It's not really a functional kli. Mishnah Vav, shalosh besisios heim. There are three types of bases or things that support other kelim. Shalofnei amitav l'shnei sofrim tamei medrus. The one that you put in front of a bed or in front of sofrim is tamei tumas medrus because they would sit on it. Vishal duluvki tamei. And if it's the base of the sort of the side table when you eat, it becomes tamei tumas meis because it's a functional kli. V'shel migdal tahor miklum. And if it's a base of a cupboard, so then it's entirely tahor from tumah at all because it's considered to just be part of the cabinetry and therefore it's too big to become tamei. It's not something that's metaltel male v'rekod. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Hey, we spoke about three different types of leather boxes, and in Mishnah Vav, we spoke about three different types of bases that support other kelim, and they each have their own tumah status based on whether they're meant to be sat on, which would be tamei tumas medrus, or whether they're a functional kli, which would be tamei tumas meis, or whether they're so big that they cannot be moved, or they have no function, in which case they are not tamei at all. But as we'll show next time, we'll pick up with Parchav Dalin Mishnah Zion.